Good evening. We continue at the end of Klal Tes in Sefer Chavetz Chaim. Today there are not so many chidushim in the Chavetz Chaim, but they're words that are important nonetheless. The Chavetz Chaim writes in the top of page one. It's called Tes Sif Dalad. It's an interesting halacha. Asur ladur bishchunas bale lashon hara. You can't live in a town, in a community, in a shchuna where there are people who speak lashon hara. So,
where are you supposed to live?
Where are you supposed to live? Does that mean a person's supposed to move? We have mishnayos. We have a mishnah of Avos harchek mishachein ra, beginning of in the first parak of Avos. Distance yourself from a bad neighbor. It doesn't mean it can mean a lot of things. The Amru and there's a mission in the Gaim Oyla Rasha Oyla Shechino. So we know that it's not good to have a Shachin. He's extending that to not to live in a Shechuna. I don't know if think it means a community. You can't find a community in the world that doesn't have people who speak Lashon Hara. I saw Ari. Ari, we're in here. Distance yourself from people who speak. Distance yourself from people who speak Lashon Hara.
Yeah, I have good neighbors.
The Kolshkein Leishev Iman. If you can't live near them, then certainly you should not sit with them and hear their words. Vafilu ein b'daitu l'kabel asadavar. Even if you decide, I'm not going to believe it no matter what they say. Kevan shemata oznav l'shmo. Since you turn your ear to listen, that's a problem. That's a problem, just to, even if you don't believe it, to listen to the Lashon Hara is a problem. So you can't sit, you can't be near, you shouldn't live near people who speak Lashon Hara. The footnote, the Chafetz Chaim, writes in the Haggah here, which is more practical than choosing a place to live, is where we sit in shul. The Chafetz Chaim writes, and I remember you had a question about this a couple of weeks ago, the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Haggah, it's the two stars, Umizen nuchal lomod, the kol shekein sheish li zar meod shelo l'gbar lo makom beis hakneses ubeis hamedrash eitzal bale haloshon. Doesn't say bale haloshon hara, bale haloshon. People speak a lot. People speak a lot. It's better not to sit near them in shul. I always thought, like in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the high holiday seating, if the request, he's spelled the request, talking or no talking.
Talking and
not talking. So, you're going to start talking Lashon Hara. When you're around people who talk Lashon Hara all the time, it's hard not to. We're all influenced by our surroundings. Not only that, but, oh, yibata, kama pam mayadam, mi me'anias, amin yishmi rabba, ubarchu, Lishma Kriyas Torah, v'chazaras hashatz. The Chavetz Chaim. This was not a new problem. People talking in shul. If you're going to talk, forget about Lashon Hara for a minute. What about all the Amen Yehesh Merabas we're going to miss? Gemara talks about it. Anyone who says Amen Yehesh Merabas with all their kavana and their might, you could rip up decrees. Barchu, to not hear Barchu. Laning, chazaras hashatz. V'od kama avonos atzumim. And other serious prohibitions if a person is going to talk during shul. So that's, I guess, lesson number one of the Chavetz Chaim tonight is, and I think this is, well, lesson number one is be careful who you're living near. You can't always choose that. You can't block a sale of a neighbor selling a house. I don't know if a person's going to, you know, I know people have different opinions as to how much you have to look into your neighbors when you're buying a house. But to start looking into whether they're gossipers, they're people who talk Lashon Hara, it's probably not so practical. But in shul, and who we hang out with, and who we spend time with, so then a person has to be careful. I think that the theme throughout the last couple of weeks is to think. We have this in this year about praising. Be careful who you're praising someone in the presence of, because if that person's a person who's going to make a negative comment, then it's better not to. The key is to think. If a person knows that there's a pocket of people at Chal Shuddah, so always talk Lashon Hara, so when a person comes in, you don't have to make a person feel bad, you don't have to, we'll get to that in a minute, what to do if they're talking Lashon Hara, you don't have to make a whole tumult, but to try to avoid it gets us out of a lot of problems. If you turn the page, it's got cut off, so we're up to the second paragraph in Hu Yodea, the top. And this, I don't know what to do with this either. Shehumi Bali HaLashon. If a person knows that one of his students speaks a lot of Lashon Hara, Tzarech L'Harchiko Me'ito. You have to distance yourself from him. That's only if rebuke's not going to work. If you're going to be able to rebuke him and improve his ways, then do that. But if not, distance yourself from such a Talmud. What are you supposed to do? Now that might mean if you, let's say, you're a one-on-one Rebbe, or you have a tutoring job, you don't have to take the job. But if a person's in shir, so what's it going to help? I'm going to kick him out of my shir. So I'll just talk Lashon Hara another Rebbe shir. I don't think the Chavetz Chaim is advocating every kid who talks Lashon Hara to be expelled from school. So I don't know exactly what he means. It could mean that as a Rebbe, you might be particularly close with certain students and talk to them a lot. Not every student that every teacher has, they're very close with. Some they spend more time talking to and some less time. That, if you have a person as a Talmud, they're very close with, is always talking Lashon Hara. So distance yourself in terms of don't let the relationship deepen so much. There might be people in shul who a rabbi could be very close with who are always gossiping and telling the rabbi all the juice, the dirt in town. If it's L'Toelos, it's L'Toelos. But if it's not L'Toelos, there's nothing unaccomplished, so a rabbi could try to move away a little bit from that. Then the Chafetz Chaim says, V'im be'eza ones nitpas b'chaburos ba'alei halashon. And we saw this earlier on in one of the earlier shurim. Let's say it's out of your control, something happens, and you find yourself with a group or talking Lashon Hara. You get a ride to a wedding. And it's a long ride, and the conversation turns to Lashon Hara. You're at a Shabbos table, and people are talking Lashon Hara. So what are you supposed to do? Practically.
Leave.
If you're 5 years old, you could say, what is my daughter? Lashon Hara Laman Hey, whatever the song is. That's not, we're not advocating for you to do that. What are you supposed to do? You get up and pretend you have to go to the bathroom, you're in a car.
Jump
out of the car?
Try to change the subject. Diplomatically try to change the subject.
Right. So how about the Mets? Right, they're in the middle of ripping on Rabbi Malitsky, and
he got it.
So what do you do? So we saw this earlier on, but he does a little chazara here. V'shomei Hashem edavrim Lashon Hara. You're in a place and they're speaking Lashon Hara. So what do you do? Im hu mishayar she'efshar she'tochachto toil lahem lafsika mizeh. If you determine, assess that through your gentle rebuke, it'll help to stop. Guys, I don't know if it's such a good conversation. It's probably better not to talk about it. If that's going to work, bevadei mechuyav hu lochicha midin Torah. It's a din daraisa. Hocheach tocheach esamita. It's a din daraisa. We have to give rebuke if it's going to help. Vafilim hu mishayer. Shet, to return the page now to page 3. Vafilu im hu mishayer. Shet tochach to lo toyo lahem. Shef siko aydezeh. Let's say you don't think it's going to help. Ach, lo yekalkel gam kein al yedezeh. But it's not going to make it worse. Gam bezeh, eino rashai lishtok. You can't be quiet. Ki pen yomer olav, ki hu, kimohem, v'chi hoda adavrem. So there's two things going on. Number one, that if your mussar is going to help, so you have to stop it because that's the mitzvah of hochech tochech. If you don't think it's going to help, so there's no chiyuv in terms of giving mussar. We're going to see the Shulchan Aruch seems to say not that way, but the Chavetz Chaim is saying that the chiyuv mussar is only if you think it's going to help. If you don't think it's going to help, if I see a kid in school pick up a bagel and not wash, and I know it's not going to help to tell him to wash, I'm not supposed to tell him. It can make it worse. But let's say it's not going to make it worse. But it's not going to make it better. I'm going to brush it off. He's a religious fanatic. He's still your holier than thou. It's not going to make it worse. It's not going to be better. So the Chavetz Chaim says you have to say something. Because otherwise, what are they going to think? They're going to think either you're okay with Lashon Hara. Or you're agreeing with what they're saying. They're dishing it on a certain individual, and you're sitting there in the back of the car, pretending like you're on your phone. You're not getting up and defending the person, so it comes across as if you're okay with it. So therefore, afki schayv la nos v'ligor behem l'chvod naki v'tzadik. You have to get up and also defend the innocent subject of the Lashon Hara. asher yasichibo that they're speaking about. V'ze echa min advar asher yischayiv la'azov avur ze chevras harashayim ki yeyanesh b'shamawas divrayim v'yil'a la'anosan. This is one of the things that a person has to try to distance himself from a chevra of Rishon. So it comes out according to the Chafetz Chaim, if it might help, if it's Efshar, his language is, if it's Efshar that it's going to help, so then you're Chayav Din Daraisa of rebuke. If it's not going to help, and it's going to make it worse, so don't say anything, because about you trying to get involved, they'll be like, really? You're trying to defend so-and-so? You're telling them not to talk Lashon Hara, you don't get it. They can make it much worse. If it's neutral, they're not going to make it better, they're not going to make it worse. So the Chafetz Chaim says a person is obligated to say something. It becomes very tricky, though, today. People...
they're going to switch the topic from the other person to you.
Right. So the poskim do say, if now they're going to, when the second you leave, start talking Lashon Hara about you.
That's right.
So you just trade it. So instead of talking Lashon Hara about that person, or they'll talk Lashon Hara about both. Mm-hmm. But also, people today are very sensitive. Maybe it was always the case. I don't know. But people today are very sensitive to not be told what to do. You're judging me, Rabbi.
I think changing the subject might be better. Way to go.
Right. And usually if they're somewhat sharp, they'll understand that it's your nicer way
of
that means he's telling us we're doing this, but he's not doing it in a not nice way. Right. Hey, like, don't say, hey, do you, I have Rabbi Motzki Shirumers on YU Torah on Chabbos Chaim.
You need a segue sometimes. As they're speaking, could segue into something else and, you know, kind of mention what they were talking about and walk away from it a little bit.
It's
not that easy.
So I want to make one point I want to add. If you turn to page four and five is a Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Yom Kippurim. And I got cut off, I apologize. Yeah. So where the circle is on page four, right next to the number four. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Vim Yodea She'ein devarim nishmam, lo yomar berabim lohochicham, rak pa'amachas. If a person knows their words, their rebuke is not going to be heard, don't say it in public except for one time. It sounds like that even if they're not going to listen, you still have to try one time. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, because ulai yishmu, maybe this time they're going to listen. I mean, even though there are people who aren't going to listen and you know they're not going to listen, but maybe if you say something, so it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah that even if they're not going to listen, you still have a chiyuv to give rebuke at least one time. So that I saw in the back of the Dershu, they point out that this Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch seems to contradict this Mishnah, this the Chafetz Chaim. Do you have to make a comment of rebuke if you know they're not going to listen at least one time? Mm-hmm. I'm not saying this as a psak, but it might be today with people's sensitivities. I'm not sure. I mean, you say one kid to someone in school about talking during davening. Oh, you're judging me, Rabbi. I'm not. I'm trying. I can do it in a loving way. I'll give you a hug. I'll give you a kiss. I'll take you a pizza. But sometimes I'm trying to. Today, people. I don't know. It's definitely something to think about. The Chafetz Chaim earlier, if you remember, had a suffix whether you're obligated to put your fingers in your ears.
Oh, yeah.
Because
that won't be too obvious.
Exactly.
He has a suffix because on the one hand, it's an Issur D'oraisa. Even if you're not going to believe it, to hear it is an Issur D'oraisa. The flip side, we have the rule of Gadol Kavod HaBrios, Shadoches Lo Sashi Shabbatorah. You're going to be so embarrassed. You'd be so embarrassed as an adult to sit there with your fingers in your ears. That's, I think the Shulchan Aruch even says if a person's davening Shmona Esrei, or maybe it's the Mishnah Berurah, a person's davening Shmona Esrei and they have to go to the bathroom. So there's an Isser about the Shaksu, if a person has to go to the bathroom and hold it in at a certain point. So it could be majorly embarrassing. Everyone's staying up in Shmona Esrei, and 2 minutes into Shmona Esrei, you run out. I think it's the Mishnah Berurah. I don't remember if it's the Mishnah Berurah or one of the poskim of Shulchan Aruch wants to apply this concept. Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shadoches Lo Sashi Shabbatorah. A person's dignity perhaps is trumps certain isurim. Certainly, it's an isur b'shev al tase. You're not proactively doing an isur. You're a passive participant. That's something to keep in mind as well. You had your question?
No, I I have swimmer's ear. Sometimes I have horrible itching in my ear, and nothing can do it. But real, I've used that on occasion. But,
and nowadays, there are those the headphones are like very what's called noise.
Noise filtering.
Yeah, it blocks out a lot of noise. You walk around. Listen, there are people who they go to. I know people who go to a work function, certainly holiday party, probably party season, and don't want to shake women's hands. So either they walk around always with a plate and a cup, or I know someone who always has a cold. Uh-huh. You know, they're constantly walking around like with a tissue. I'm sorry, I have a cold. And one of them told me that, and they saw a good friend of theirs right outside. I think he gave me a huge hug, and everyone's like. So again, it's Ezu Chacham Haroa es Hanolad to the best of our capability. One more paragraph. The Da says the Chavetz Chaim. This is back to page 3. I apologize. Os Hey. The Da that Filim Shama Lebno Ubito Aktanim. A person hears their son or daughter who are young children. Shehem Edabrim Lashon Hara. Here's him speaking Lashon Hara. Mitzvah Ligor Bahem Ulahafrisham Mizeh. There's a mitzvah to yell at them or protest what they're doing and to try to separate them from that behavior. Kidichsiv Chanoch L'Na'ar Al Pidarko. It's very interesting that he quotes that pasuk as the pasuk for Chinuch. We always quote that pasuk to mean know each child where they are, and different children have different sensitivities and different things make them tick, and know each child. He was using it as the global sense of chinuch. Says the Chavetz Chaim, why is Lashon Hara different than Shabbos? So if a child is speaking Lashon Hara, so we have to tell them. In the Haggah, the Chavetz Chaim says, we have to be careful from the youngest age, because most Midos, he quotes the Gra, are a function of we're creatures of habit. So if children get in the habit of not saying please or thank you, so they're going to grow up not saying please or thank you. That's why when our children are little, we ask them to say please. We ask the 3-year-old, the 2-year-old, make sure to say thank you. Our children get Hanukkah presents. I hope your grandchildren, if you get a Hanukkah present, called afterwards. My parents used to make me write a letter. I didn't do that with my children because I hated when I had to do that. And it just got the whole thank you process. I remember bar mitzvah thank you notes. And it's a tough balance. So we have to train them. Say please, say thank you, manners. And if they don't have manners when they're 3, 4, 5, 6, so it's going to be very hard for them to have it when they're 12, 13, 14, 23, 24, 25. So says the Chafetz Chaim, the same thing with Lashon Hara. If we don't comment when our children are speaking Lashon Hara, then how are they going to grow up not speaking Lashon Hara? Now, what he doesn't say, which is obvious, is that if they hear us talk Lashon Hara, there is almost no chance they're going to grow up not speaking Lashon Hara. If the Shabbos table, if they hear us on the phone, our children hear everything. They hear everything. I've heard my kids like mimic me and say things that I never thought in a million years they knew and they heard. They hear that whether we're in the car, in the house, they know what we're talking about.
You can't say anymore. You have eyes behind your head,
right?
You
know, like I do too. I don't remember where I heard this. I was recently listening to a share on parenting, and they said you could tell. Kids can tell a lot of the value system of their parents by what makes the parents like really, really angry or really crazy, right? Like, so for example, in a positive way, if a little kid runs into the street, so we don't just say, honey, please come here, blah, 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 please don't do that again. We're not going to do that, right? We're going to run and they need to see that this is a really big deal. If they, chas v'shalom. If they climb onto the Shabbos table and take a crystal a flower vase and are playing with it, so we're not going to say, excuse me, please, put it down. If they take another cookie from the cookie jar, you might say, you've had enough, and not make it such a big deal of it. How do we respond when a child talks Lashon Hara? How do they see in terms of what our response is? Is it a big deal or is it not a big deal? And it got me thinking to And I don't know if we don't have young children here, but maybe with our grandchildren, for me with young children, what points, I wouldn't say getting crazy, but what points am I really getting worked up and showing my kid that's a really big deal? And is Lashon Hara the same thing? If my child is talking Lashon Hara to his friend about another kid in the class or to his sibling, do I ignore it? Do I just say, hey guys, you really shouldn't talk that way? Or would this be like, if he cursed Chas V'Shalom, I make a really big deal about that. That's not the way we talk. We don't talk that way. So why should Lashon Hara be different? That's the goal of all chinuch, is to try to plant the seeds and to let them know how important things are.
And what do you do when your child comes to you and says, but you're talking Lashon Hara?
So they're right. So I will tell you the one thing I saw in this.
Say thank you.
The one thing I saw in this is Rav Nissen Carell, it's on page 6. You ask, and this happens all the time to me, how was your day? What happened today? And you had a good day? So when the kids get older, they don't want to tell us anything. Now I get a look if I ask my daughter how her day in school was. I can't win. If I don't talk to her, I'm not engaging her. I don't know. Everyone here could teach me how to raise teenagers. But you ask a child, and they start telling you their day. And in the conversation, there's Lashon Hara. So from this in Carell, it says, you should listen, because a lot of times what they're going to tell you is a little toelos. If they're going to tell you about a kid who's hurting them, or a kid who's doing things you shouldn't be doing, or even to hear about a teacher says it's usher to believe it, but to hear it, to understand what our children are going through, to understand them, we have to be able to hear how their days are, but we have to be careful at certain points. We might have to interject and say, I don't need to know. You know, if a child says, oh, you should have seen this shloimeh got kicked out of the class, the principal had to come, I don't need to know that. I might want to tell him, don't sit near Shlomi. But I don't need to know that. There's no head there. But to listen, not to believe anything, to be able to understand where our children are and their education and their chevra. So those things are important to know. That's where Nissen Carell it says over here. We'll stop here. The last sif, which we'll do next week, Yemir Tzashem, is an interesting conversation about the secrets, which we touched on earlier a little bit. Is there an isser to tell a secret? Not Lashon Hara. Secret. And let's say you know information that isn't a secret. No one told you that's a secret, but you know information. People love to have information. You know so-and-so is sick. You know someone's about to get engaged. You know, the post will talk about lots of these types of situations. We'll talk about that next week. Question. Well, let me stop the recording here. If we started a little bit earlier...